Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a mostly cloudy sky now and 56 degrees. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke to reporters after the chamber voted to pass the $95 billion foreign aid bill Tuesday night. Schumer says he's proud of the work by his colleagues to pass the bill and says Tuesday's vote reaffirms something he has been arguing in Congress for months.
The only way to get something done in divided government is bipartisanship. Anyone who tries to do it in a partisan way will lose out. That's precisely what happened today. Persistence, bipartisanship saved the day.
The package passed with a 79-18 vote. President Biden says he'll sign the bill. Protests continue to break out, now spreading to the Midwest on college campuses, as many call for an end to the Israel-Hamas war. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
University of Michigan and Northwestern University, both Big Ten campuses, percolating with protests, calling for their respective universities to divest from Israel over its military actions that have killed tens of thousands of Palestinians in retaliation for Hamas's attack on Israel, which included the rape and kidnap of hundreds. Demonstrators insist this is about much more than just tents and flags and speeches. It's about demanding change, while others worry this is an example of hate.
The University of California, Berkeley, also joined the protests, with students calling on the school to implement policies that protect Palestinian students and call for an end to the violence in Gaza. A man is dead after a shooting in North Wichita.
It happened over the noon hour Tuesday in the 1400 block of North Minnesota near 13th and I-135. Police arrived and found a man with gunshot wounds. He was transported to an area hospital where he later died. Police identified the man as 33-year-old Norman Carter III. Officials say a person of interest was taken into custody and that the case remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call detectives at 316-268-4407 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
During a budget workshop Tuesday, Wichita City Manager Robert Layton said the city may not be able to afford the construction and staffing of one of two proposed new fire stations.
Layton said the city has had preliminary discussions on if they can delay construction of one of the two stations. So far, the city has purchased property in the southwest part of town, but not yet in the northwest. Questions about affordability comes as Wichita faces a projected budget deficit of $14 to $16 million by 2026. Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard said constructing just one new station instead of two would be a tough pill to swallow.
I'm going to have a really hard time trying to pull those projects. We talk about public safety all day, every day, how it's one of our top priorities. And I'm just going to have a really hard time trying to minimize those projects.
The council previously approved two new fire stations in an effort to improve emergency response times. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita Public School leaders held the final two public input sessions Tuesday night on the future of six school buildings set to close at the end of the year. They also met with a select group of community members earlier in the day. The group was made up of parents, organization leaders, and community members. Consultant David Sertz explains how the feedback will be used.
What do you want for your community for the long haul in terms of access to schools, what type of schools, and that kind of thing? And with that feedback, we can align it with the data and see what's the trajectory that this district is likely on for the coming decade.
A community survey is expected to be released in May, with the Board of Education voting on what to do with the buildings in June. A man is dead after being hit by a train in Hutchinson Tuesday afternoon in the area of Avenue D in Washington. Police found 61-year-old Daniel Raya injured on the railroad tracks. He was pronounced deceased on the scene by medical personnel. The incident is under investigation. KNSS News time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS 6:09 now, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the county's annual budget writing process is beginning.
We're going to be looking at about a $5 million structural imbalance as we head into 2026. So we need to start looking ahead of how do we find better efficiencies, how do we restructure some areas, but also how do we stabilize staffing so the things that we're called to do, we do them well.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. After years of attempts to ban the Chinese-owned app, including by former President Donald Trump, a measure to outlaw the popular video-sharing app has won congressional approval and is on its way to President Biden for his signature, calling TikTok, of course. The measure gives a Beijing-based parent company, ByteDance, 9 months to sell the company, with a possible additional 3 months if a sale is in progress. If it doesn't, TikTok will be banned. The Los Angeles County District Attorney announces charges against the man they say broke into the home of L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
District Attorney George Gascon says Ephraim Matthew Hunter is charged with felony burglary and vandalism. The DA says Hunter faces a hefty penalty.
Mr. Hunter is currently being held on a $100,000 bail. If convicted as charged, he faces 13 years and 4 months in prison.
Mayor Bass was at home at the time of the break-in, along with her daughter, son-in-law, and grandchild. None of them were harmed. Gascon added that Hunter has a prior conviction in Massachusetts on his record. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Federal health officials are warning about counterfeit Botox injections.
At least 22 people have been sickened by faux Botox injections in 11 states. About half had to be hospitalized. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The agency issued an alert Tuesday. Six of those sickened were treated for botulism. Symptoms include blurred vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech, and difficulty breathing. Botox is often used for cosmetic reasons, but health officials are warning people should only get the injections from licensed professionals. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Things looking pretty good on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras on the Wichita's highways. However, we get into the downtown area. Central downtown looks to be running pretty slow right now. East and westbound on Central, and this would be between Waco and Washington. So, yeah, that whole downtown area there on Central. He's running pretty slow at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for your Wednesday. There's also going to be a 30% chance of seeing a few spotty showers, possibly hearing a rumble of thunder as well. A little bit cooler today temperature-wise with a high of only 70, with a northeasterly breeze switching out of the southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, northeast wind to 12 miles per hour. 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
You know, the radar is showing showers to the north and east of here. Did you see anything like that at all? I mean, there's cloud cover, I guess.
Did not.
I think Wichita is kind of right in the middle of it. So we had another sunny, windy day across South Central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 78 degrees. Normal high is 70. And let me crank that up just real quick here. Yeah, okay. So the radar is indicating a huge area of light to moderate showers, and it's basically coming from the northwest down to the southeast is how the line runs, and it's basically to the north and east now of Wichita. It looks like the radar is indicating Butler County is getting some showers this morning. Hutchinson may be having just the end of some, and there's some out to the west on 54 coming our way, coming toward Wichita. That's what the radar is indicating. We'll keep an eye on it for you here. And Steve and Ted in the morning show. All right, April 24th, 2024. On this date in 1962, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology achieved the first satellite relay of a television signal. between Camp Parks, California, and Westford, Massachusetts. First time we beamed one up and down. And, yes, we take that for granted now.
We sure do.
I wonder how many communication satellites are actually out there. They got to be
There's a lot
hundreds,
of stuff
maybe?
Floating up there. Oh, I'd say more than
more
that.
More than that? Wow. How do we keep them from running into each other?
Well, sometimes they do. But
NASA has finally heard
floating
back.
Up there.
Heard back from Voyager 1 in a way that makes sense. The most distant spacecraft from Earth stopped sending back understandable data last November. Flight controllers traced the blank communication to a bad computer chip and rearranged the spacecraft's coding to work out the trouble.
I've got that at my house.
NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California declared success after receiving good engineering updates late last week. The team is still working to restore transmission of the science data. It takes 22 and a half hours to send a signal to Voyager 1, more than 15 billion miles away in interstellar space. When did we launch Voyager 1? Wasn't that quite a few years ago?
Many years ago, yeah.
And we still have enough technology to get a signal back and forth?
Kind of. Not really.
I mean, it's not much of a signal, but geez whiz. Wow, that's amazing.
And that thing will just keep going on and on forever and ever.
Talk about 15 billion miles.
Probably. The chances of it.
If I started walking now, I couldn't.
Into something are quite remote.
Yeah. If I started walking now, I don't think I could make 15 billion miles in a week or two.
Golly.
It's just, that kind of stuff just it boggles my mind. All right. Number of women seen at a hospital due to alcohol misuse nearly doubled during the pandemic. This is according to a new study published in the journal JAMA Health Forum. Complications of alcohol-related disease rose by 33% to 56% among middle-aged women. This is age 40 to 64 during 10 months between April 2022 and September 2021, compared with pre-pandemic times. And by the details on this story available on our webpage, knssradio.com. Well, I did it just targeting one group, but I would say, if you look at over all the groups, there was probably a lot of people going in for alcohol misuse during that pandemic. It was not an easy time. It was tough. And people will hit the sauce when it gets tough, I guess. Coming up on 617, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on a Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we'll start out in Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals last night up at Kauffman Stadium trying to snap a three-game losing streak. The Royals hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Royals didn't have a ton of offense last night, but they did have a key inning, the bottom of the fifth inning. And it was greatly aided by an error by the Toronto Blue Jays, and that opened the door just enough.
Line, fair ball! The game is tied. Garcia to third. He's being waved home. And the Royals have taken the lead. He was overdue for some more ribbies, and there it was. It was a changeup, looked like. Stayed right in the middle of the plate. Junior right out in front. Timing was perfect. Garcia coming hard around third base.
Yeah, the Royals were down 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning and rallied for three unearned runs, and that was enough. A 3-2 win over the Toronto Blue Jays as the Royals' bullpen was amazing. Three pitchers combined for 4 2/3 innings of shutout work, including John Schreiber, who pitched a scoreless seventh inning. He's got a 0.82 earned run average out of the bullpen for the Royals.
Hooray for him.
Wow. Yeah, and in fact, the Blue Jays lineup went 1-for-13 at the plate against the Royals bullpen. So, nice. All three of those runs were unearned, but the Royals took advantage and got the win. KC hosting Toronto again tonight. That'll be at 6:30 up at Kauffman Stadium, game three of this four-game series. College baseball, Wichita State could not get any offense last night, losing 3-1 on the road at 18th-ranked Oklahoma as the Sooners win their eighth game in a row, their longest winning streak in 7 years. The Shocks, struggling right now, have lost 5 in a row and fall to 21-21 on the season. They hold OU to 3 hits and they lose 3-1. But guess what? Oklahoma scored all 3 runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning. How did all 3 of those runners get on base?
It'd be base on balls.
All 3 were walks.
Walks.
Exactly. Yeah, Sharks lose 3-1 at Oklahoma. The Wichita Wind Surge couldn't get any offense either, losing 1-0 at San Antonio last night. San Antonio got one run in the top of the first, and that was it. In a game that only lasted 2 hours and 6 minutes in front of 4,000 in San Antonio last night. Wind Surge at San Antonio again tonight. A big announcement yesterday. The U.S. Figure Skating Championships are going to be held right here in Wichita, downtown Wichita, at Intrust Bank Arena, coming up in the third week of January next year. First time this event has ever been held in the state of Kansas. Expected to have an economic impact of somewhere in the neighborhood of $8 million, as the U.S. Figure Skating Championships will be coming to Wichita in January. College softball action yesterday. Friends University at home at Two Rivers yesterday and got a doubleheader sweep over Avila, winning 8-0 and 5-3. The Friends softball team now on an 11-game winning streak, all alone in third place in the conference with a record of 31-15 overall. Nice day for the Friends softball team. And I wanted to look at a guy that, Steve, that maybe a guy that we forget about a little bit in the annals of Kansas sports history, Ray Evans. Ray Evans passed away 25 years ago today at the age of 76.
This is going back a ways.
And yes, an amazing athlete at KU.
Yeah.
He was a halfback at KU, All-American in football, two-time All-American in basketball at KU. Maybe the greatest overall athlete ever to attend Kansas. He played professional football. He played professional basketball. He was offered a contract to play for the New York Yankees. But when he was in college at KU, running back and defensive back, he was an All-American in 1947, led the Jayhawks to the conference championship and an appearance in the Orange Bowl. Only NCAA football player ever to lead the nation in passing on offense and interceptions on defense in the same season.
Wow.
In fact, 75 years after he played, he still holds KU's single season and career records in interceptions on the defensive side of the football.
How about that?
Wow. And he was a great guard on the basketball team, an All-American in 1943 on that team that won the conference championship. Only KU athlete to have his basketball and football jersey numbers retired. And his college athletic career was interrupted because he was serving 3 years in the United States Army Air Forces during World War II. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He was drafted by the Chicago Bears in the first round of the NFL draft, but he was still in the war at the time and chose to come back and play at KU after the war. Later drafted by the New York Knicks in the NBA draft, or the BAA draft at the time, but chose to play in the NFL for the Pittsburgh Steelers for a little bit. And a pretty amazing athlete and a guy that kind of has been forgotten, I think, over the years. The great Ray Evans, KU legend, Kansas native. He passed away 25 years ago today at the age of 76. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How do you engage your core? We got an explanation coming up.
Okay.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
I don't think about that very much.
No.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 and 56 degrees. Former President Trump's hush money trial continues in New York City. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
State's first witness, former American CEO and President David Pecker, testified about a secret agreement he made in 2015 to publish positive stories about then-candidate Donald Trump and negative stories about his political opponents. While leaving courts, Trump appeared most upset about the court's gag order, which the Manhattan DA's office claims he violated 10 times by sharing articles on social media. Judge Juan Merkin reserved his decision about possibly punishing Trump for violating the gag order. David Pecker, though, will take the stand again Thursday morning.
Prosecutors claim the former president violated a New York law of conspiracy to promote or prevent election.
New details on the Valley Center High School varsity baseball team animal cruelty investigation.
The team had their season suspended on Monday after administrators were alerted of an incident involving possible animal cruelty on the part of the entire Hornet varsity baseball team and coaching staff on USD 262 property. On Tuesday, police said that a school employee reported that the team had killed a chicken Saturday on the baseball field before leaving for an away game. Once the police investigation is complete, it'll be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney to decide if charges will be filed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new state psychiatric hospital planned for construction in Sedgwick County could be built bigger than initial plans called for. State lawmakers would like to see the facility open with 104 beds instead of the proposed 52. However, the lawmakers would need to approve additional funding in the next week. Locally, zoning laws still need to change, and City Council member Mike Holheisel says the residents around the proposed hospital have concerns.
They are afraid of somebody possibly escaping from the facility, and if their homes are right there locally, just the possibility of something happening to their families. That's their concern and their worries.
Council is likely to vote on the zoning changes in the next few weeks. Officials also say they are concerned about being able to fully staff the hospital. That would allow it to open with the extra capacity.
A school activity bus was involved in a chain reaction accident in Barton County in western Kansas. It happened Tuesday morning when blowing dust created zero visibility, and that led to a number of accidents. One involved a school bus from Russell and a semi-truck. The bus was carrying a high school baseball team, three students with minor injury.
Former Congressman George Santos is ending his comeback bid.
The embattled former New York lawmaker has announced he's dropping his campaign for the seat in New York's 1st Congressional District. Santos posted on X saying he's suspending his campaign because his challenge to current incumbent Republican Nick LaLota would all but guarantee a Democrat take the seat. Santos was expelled from Congress in December. He'd been indicted on multiple charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and identity theft. But while he's no longer running for office this year, Santos ended his post by saying, "It's only goodbye for now. I'll be back." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Non-compete agreements for employees who want to jump between jobs in the same industry could soon be a thing of the past.
The Federal Trade Commission voting Tuesday to ban these non-compete agreements, which don't allow employees to leave and take jobs with competitors or start their own competing companies for a certain period of time. Historically, these agreements have been used with high-level executives, especially in the tech industry. More frequently, though, lower-paid workers have been subjected to agreeing to the non-compete agreements as well. The FTC argues these agreements hurt workers by reducing their ability to switch jobs for higher pay. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they plan to sue to block the measure, which means it could prevent the rule from taking effect while the legal process plays out. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for your Wednesday. There's also going to be a 30% chance of seeing a few spotty showers, possibly hearing a rumble of thunder as well. Little bit cooler today temperature-wise with a high of only 70, with a northeasterly breeze switching out of the southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a mostly cloudy sky, 56 degrees, northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And again, looking at the radar this morning, Wichita's kind of in the middle of a, well, actually, we're showing right now some precipitation over the city. If the radar is accurate, and then there's a big line up to the north. If you're heading north, you're going to run through up the turnpike and up toward Hutch. All across that place, well, actually, just south of 70 and between there and down here. What do you got, Jad?
I'm looking at the traffic cameras. I'm really not seeing any precipitation on them.
Okay.
Looks like that may just be some cloud cover really not producing anything.
Yeah, not seeing anything. Okay.
Yep.
All right, 6:35, Stephen Ted. It's April 24th on this date in 1980. The United States launched an unsuccessful attempt to free the American hostages in Iran, a mission that resulted in the deaths of 8 U.S. servicemen. Yeah, we tried to... Weeks and weeks and months went by with those folks. What was it, 400, Ted, hostages held in Iran? And
no, it was 400 days.
400 days, that's right. But
it wasn't that many.
I just kind of...
It was dozens
you
of
looked
hostages.
At it, and it seemed so frustrating, and I think it's one reason Mr. Carter didn't get reelected, it was, among others. But he tried. They tried to do something. It just didn't... I guess it was a sandstorm out there.
Yeah, everything... It was one of those deals where everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and all those helicopters got caught in a sandstorm.
Yeah,
like you said.
Exactly.
It didn't work.
Yeah, tragedy. All right. Protesters chanted "Blood on your hands" at Tennessee House Republicans Tuesday after they passed a bill that will allow some teachers and staff to carry concealed handguns on public school grounds and bar parents and other teachers from knowing who was armed. The 68-28 vote in favor of the bill sent it to Republican Governor Bill Lee for consideration. If he signs it into law, it would be the biggest expansion of gun access in the state since last year's deadly shooting at a private elementary school in Nashville. Members of the public who oppose the bill harangued Republican lawmakers after the vote, leading House Speaker Cameron Sexton to order the galleries cleared. Send everybody home. We want to hear this. Wow, interesting. That's got to be very, very controversial. All right, let's see. What's coming up here this weekend? Well, coming up the 27th is the Ark River Cleanup. It will attract nearly 1,000 volunteers to remove tons of litter, and it benefits both the river and access points along the river. The past two decades, more than 40 tons of trash has been collected, and you can pre-register for this event. Go to arkrivercleanup.org, or you can register down there. They're going to gather at Waco and First Streets on the 27th. Is that Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning at about 9 o'clock. So that's on the way, the Ark River Cleanup. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it is time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, news-wise, Tuesday was extremely quiet for the cattle complex after having large triple-digit gains back on Monday. Now, trading yesterday was two-sided, with the nearby live cattle unable to make new highs for the week and closing negative, while the feeder cattle did make new highs for the week and closed positive, but did come well off their session highs. Now, Thursday's expiration of April feeder cattle futures and option contracts. Lean hog futures yesterday traded mostly higher and closed with triple-digit gains and are getting back very close to their contract highs. At the close yesterday, June live cattle 90 cents lower at 177.15, August feeder cattle 92 cents higher at 259.40, and June lean hogs were up $2.45 at 107.95. Now, Tuesday, the grain and soybean complexes were able to close positive for the second straight session on additional managed money short covering. The dollar index was lower yesterday, and Friday is expiration of the May grain and soy options. At the moment, the July Kansas City wheat's a penny lower at 613 and a quarter. July corn down 3/4 of a penny at 451 and 3/4, with July soybeans down 3/4 of a penny at 1181. June crude oil, 56 cents lower at 82.80. June gold down $13.30 at 2,328.70. The June S&P 12.5 points higher at 5,119. June dollar index 20 cents higher at 105.70. And June Dow Jones futures up 26 points at 38,753. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, are you seeing any rain in the Augusta area this morning?
Haven't seen none here, and according to radar, it looks like it's all staying north of us.
Staying north, isn't it? All right. Today is Stop Food Waste Day. Americans waste 30 to 40% of the food supply. 30 to 40%. Worldwide, it's about a third that's wasted, so we're right in line there. But, you know, if you're gonna order it or prepare it, go ahead and eat it. That's what I always say. How about you? Do you clean up your plate?
I agree,
Tom.
You bet I do. And if we're out eating, I can't clean my plate up. We take the rest of it home. And it's amazing when you're out eating the number of people you see walk out and leave a lot of food on their plates.
Don't you think? And I'm sort of a conscious of that. Just over the years that when you go to a restaurant, are the portions getting bigger? I think they are, or have been. What do you think?
I really couldn't give you a good opinion on that.
Okay, well,
no doubt, and they charge you more.
They charge you more, and there's more food, that Ted says. All right. Well, Ted's worked in the food business. I haven't. Right, Ted? And he's very conscious of these things. So, anyway, I lived in a house where my parents were up in the Depression, and here's supper. And I do not remember leftovers at my house ever. Ever. Unless there was, you know, we didn't eat a whole cake at one time upon my mom's
right.
Birthday. That'd be some left over tomorrow, but I know I never had any leftovers at my house. But,
well, we also as kids had to sit at the table till we finished eating what was on our plate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No. And I never did you ever? I never heard this at my house either.
I don't like that.
That would have been nearly a capital offense.
Wow. I was going to say, you usually only heard it once.
Yeah, you hear that one time, baby. Okay. All right. What did I say it was? Stop food wasting. All right. Thank you, Tom. Talk with you tomorrow morning. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. What are structured notes and why use them? Those are two good questions that I can't answer.
Well, nor can I.
I don't know what a structured note is. No. I don't know why either.
I guess we'll find out.
We're going to find out from Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker,
on
the way.
He has the answer. He has the questions and the answers.
And the answers. It's just like Jeopardy. Coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS 647. Three big things.
Three.
Revenue challenges may stop construction of one of two planned Wichita fire stations.
Two.
33-year-old man shot and killed in North Wichita. Person of interest in custody.
One.
Senate passes $95 billion foreign aid package to help U.S. allies. President Biden will sign the bill. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing the traffic conditions looking pretty good right now, although those traffic volumes are getting heavier out there. Gasoline prices, the average $3.19 a gallon, spotted a little bit better here and there, including Tyler and Maple, $3.09. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today, at a high of 72 degrees. Yesterday's high, 78. 60% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low, 55. And then on Thursday, 90% chance for rain and storms. Tomorrow's high, 70 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy. Northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we have an update on the case of a Chicago woman who killed her landlord.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman in Chicago has been found guilty of killing her landlord and chopping up her body after being served an eviction notice. A Cook County jury found Sandra Kalalu guilty on all counts, including first-degree murder. On October 10th, 2022, Chicago police searched a home where Kalalu rented a room and found 69-year-old Francis Walker's head, arms, and legs stuffed into a kitchen freezer. Tenants had said they heard screaming and they tried texting Walker to make sure everything was okay. Later in the day, after not being able to contact her, they called police to report her missing. When officers arrived, Kalalu was leaving the home and heading to a tow truck she called and paid for using Walker's credit card. Prosecutors argued DNA evidence connected Kalalu to the murder, while defense attorneys argued that other tenants planted evidence in their client's room. Post-trial motions and sentencing are set for June 20th. The defense plans to appeal the jury's decision. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Boeing stocks closed lower Tuesday, but overall a positive day on Wall Street.
Stocks advancing for a second session as earnings season ramps up, with big tech stocks leading the charge. Most of the S&P 500 sectors ended higher. Tesla shares rose 2% after declining for seven straight sessions. The EV pioneer is slated to release earnings after the closing bell. PepsiCo shares lost ground, falling nearly 3%. The beverage and snack giant reported a strong quarter and delivered an earnings and revenue beat, but said that its Quaker Oats division swung to a loss on product recalls. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Boeing, United Health Group, and Walmart. The Dow rising 264 points. The NASDAQ up 245. S&P 500 up 60. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
What are structured notes and why use them? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, here with the answers. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Don.
I got the questions and the answers.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Structured investments are hybrid investments, mostly made up of bonds and derivatives. I'll explain that in a second. The combination of the two components helps an asset manager focus on one of three strategies: growth, yield or interest, and protection, so you don't lose money on the downside. Investors expect to receive a return over the holding period of the structure if certain market conditions are met. The return that they receive is either from income of the underlying asset, the bonds, or because of the upward increase in value of the asset. Bonds in a note are utilized for the yield or the income that is paid to the investor. Protection is created by the use of products that derive their value from another asset, such as currencies, stocks, commodities, market indices, or interest rates, the performance of other assets. Now, for example, options on stocks are often used to protect the investment from a huge market dip. You buy an option that says that it's going to go down or it's not going to go down, and you've got some protection. While many structured notes control risk, they can still lose money. The underlying bonds face risk that the company issuing the bond may default on that debt. Now, in spite of some built-in protections against losses, the underlying asset could become volatile under some market conditions. And finally, there is liquidity risk. Selling the security before the maturity date may incur a loss due to market conditions. Now, investors should take a look at structured notes to learn whether they might fill some gaps in their asset allocation. Notes are considered alternative investment. That means that they may have a very low correlation to the stock market. That helps an investor diversify into other areas that may yield a good return. Structured notes can be complex. You need to do your due diligence before purchasing. You may not need to know, exactly how the sausage is made, but understanding how the investment should behave is important. Your certified financial planner pro can help. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Pigs in a blanket. Often hot dogs or sausages wrapped in a biscuit or croissant dough and baked.
In what dough?
Croissant or croissant. Pigs in a blanket generally served as an appetizer or as breakfast. However, it can be served at any mealtime, pigs in a blanket. Or as my son Scott used to, he ordered them every time we went to the old pancake house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want pigs wrapped up in a blanket.
Ah, okay.
And that's what he got every time. Pigs in a blanket. Ever try any pigs in a blanket?
I've had pigs in a blanket. Yeah. I think they're okay.
What could be better?
Not something I seek,
Really?
Yeah.
You have to have them forced on you?
No. If you put it in front of me, I'll probably eat it.
Okay. Pigs in a blanket day.
Okay.
What else is going on, Don? Anything exciting in your life?
Well, Huck's here.
Huck is here.
We brought Huck in.
Huck the dog.
Yes,
he's been misbehaving. I'll put it that way.
Oh, come on. He's been sitting right here, been very docile.
I won't tell our listeners what he's been up to because...
He tried to lick the microphone.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of gross because everybody's been spitting in this thing for decades.
His saliva is probably cleaner than some we've seen over there.
I would imagine.
We hope so.
The Saber Wealth is sponsoring the walkabout, the Midwest Wine Fest.
Oh, yeah. When's that coming up?
Yeah, that's coming up. Thursday is the first event, and then Saturday is the high-end dinner thing. And so we'll be out there, and we'll be out there with the Wagon Masters serving up prime rib chunks.
Ooh. Yeah. What time is that? When can I be there for lunch?
Let's get time and location on this.
Yeah, I think it's 5:30. It starts in Old Town Square.
All right.
Yeah, that. Mm. Oh, and then one other thing. We got our race car.
You got what?
Saber Wealth Claflin number 22. That's a stock car that we're sponsoring. Our name is on the upper wing.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're excited. Friday, they're running in Hutch at the Salt City Speedway.
At the beach. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you, Don.
You asked me what's going on, so
yeah,
I told you.
Yeah. I probably gave you way too much information.
I left my body once you said prime rib chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm still.
I didn't copy anything after
place.
That.
And they're good.
All right. Mm. Thanks, guys. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Senate passes big foreign aid bill. And more anti-Israel demonstrations on college campuses. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.